Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the newcomer introduction session of DNOC 17. I think we missed the qualification part of who is a newcomer and not, but we're inclusive and happy to have everyone who wants to do a recap after last year or the last 10 years before. So good to see all of you. Quick show of hands. Who is here for the first time in person at DNOC? That's huge. Very good to see you. Happy to have you. Thank you for making the space and time and traveling to Essen. So, my name is Patrick Busman. I'm the chairman of the DNOC EV Foundation and the association that is behind this. I'll walk you through 21 slides in now, I think, 14 minutes. So we'll be fast. I'll try to get to the end very quickly so that we can have Q&A at the end. All of you at the end have a choice to either stay here and watch the opening in the comfort of this room, or we're trying to finish early so that you can move over to Zala and see it there. At least I have to go to Zala, so you're in decently good hands that they don't start without you. Good, let's do this. This one. Next slide, please. Again, this is me. Next slide, please. So, gonna talk quickly about DNOC and how this is separated. Let's try this again. Does it work? Does not work. The next. Let's see the full slide. Good. What you see up here is what DNOC in general is. DNOC is not an association. DNOC is not a company. DNOC is not anything that runs. DNOC is all of you. That's a community. It's an open and inclusive community of network professionals. Many of us, many of you here in the room, plan and run networks. The idea of this is to have a forum where you can all work and discuss about problems. You can talk about what's happening, and you live this mostly throughout the year on the mailing list and the IRC chatter and the matrix. Just for the, I'm guessing someone knows up there, but it would be lovely if I can read my slides. It's very tiny. Okay, I'll do this from up here. So, the other part is the DNOC EV. So the DNOC EV is the foundation behind what is DNOC. That's the commercial legal entity, the one who, we'll get there, whose goal is to generally improve the quality of internet. So roughly 8 years ago, 9 at this point, we realized that DNOC is growing so bigly, we actually had to have a commercial entity, something behind it that runs it. It is not a company, it's a foundation, it's run by members, all of you have control over it. That is General DNOC EV. You can become a member, can be part of plenty things that DNOC EV does throughout the year. I'll list them up here. Today, DNOC EV has roughly 300 members. If you want to become a member personally, that is an option you have for about 30 euros a year. If you think your company would be interested in becoming a member, the membership opportunities there start at 500 euros a year. That is generally how DNOC is funded, and we are able to run those conferences, meetups, and all of that throughout the year. So think about that. From a general idea, it's like, how can I participate in DNOC if you want to be part of it? Number one, you made it here. That's awesome. That's really good. We're really happy to have you. It was like, we're doing this conference so that we can bring new people to it. We're traveling like a circus every 2 years through all of Germany to make sure new people can come in. So, awesome. Fantastic. Happy to have you here. The challenge for all of you newcomers this time would be like, it's set one goal. It's like, don't try to take it all in. It's like, we have 6 floors, we have 3 days of conference, there's so much going on. Try to experience it, but figure out one goal that you want to achieve. It's like, meet new people, make that one new contact, the person you always wanted to talk to, the peering person you always wanted to yell at. Not literally. We want to be decent and nice to each other, but the person you want to always talk to. It's like, find your spot. See what's going on. If you want to go a tiny bit further, there's options that we have. So you can volunteer throughout the year. You can volunteer to organize the conference. You can volunteer to run for the program committee. The candidates are still up, and you can still do that until the end of the evening. Or if you want to, you can become part of the event orga and even contribute to organizing this conference. So plenty of options. If you want to contribute throughout the year, we have working groups, we have mailing lists, and if you want to, you can create your own working group inside DNOC and come up with something. Two of the working groups are actually physically meeting here today, so if you're interested in something, check it out. It's on the calendar. You should be able to see it on the website. If you want to go further than that afterwards, it's like we have 2 rough tracks that we're going for. One is the orga track. That's you volunteer at a conference or somewhere else. You go and work in the working groups. And then at the end, you join the board and make sure I get kicked out finally and can do something else with my life. Awesome idea. Please do. Or you decide you want to be a speaker and share your knowledge. That's a very good idea as well. Come to our meetups where you can easily start, get in. It's like 20 people. Usually, it's a very easy setup. If you feel you're a bit more experienced and want to share more knowledge with more people, come to the conference. We have lightning talks for 10 minutes. Take that, attend. And then we're always happy to have plenty of newcomer talks at the conference by itself. We have plenty of options for you for the PC to help you get ready if you want to. We had a speaker coach yesterday here on site the whole day for all of the speakers, who is coaching them through their first experience to their 7th experience, and even people who've been doing this for 20 years did this. So plenty of options there. We've spoken about the meetups generally. We just want to touch on that for 2 seconds. Meetups are what we do throughout the year. So in all of Germany, we host meetups, roughly around 10-ish a year. We're trying to do 2 or 3 a quarter. And the idea is that inside of companies who host by offering space on site, we have 2 or 3 technical talks and then have a nice gathering and networking. If you're interested, we're going to have roughly 10 of them as well next year. If your company has space and wants to host a meetup, please reach out to event@dnoc.de. We're always interested in having new spaces. And then last but not least, this conference couldn't be organized and couldn't be run without the angels. So we have a core crew of about 15 people who do this all year long. And then we have about, at this point, 80 people who run this conference on a volunteer basis additional throughout the days. Those we call angels. You can still sign up to be an angel here on site. You can pick up shifts for 2 hours, 3 hours throughout the day, and you basically get a view behind the scenes. You meet new people, you get introduced to a lot of new people, you have a chance to attend the event from a completely different side, and make plenty of new connections. So if you want to do that, if you're interested, go to the info point and talk to them. They're happy to have you. I'll click through the other slides quickly and turn my radio off, which I apparently left on, so that all of you can listen to it. So the engine part we had. If you want to go back and look at the other things that we did before, you can look at the previous events from the last years. They're all on the DNOC.de website, but you can also look in the GitHub repository if that's your preferred choice. And all of the talks are recorded by our awesome live streaming and video team here on site. They produce them in near real time afterwards on the YouTube channel, and if you prefer, on MediaCCC as well. You can go in there and see the talks from today, not while I'm talking, afterwards preferably, but you can also see the last 10 years of talks. So, highly recommend to check that out. The IRC we spoke about, the mailing list you most likely know as well. Well-being is important. For one of the main things that is really important for us is that everyone feels safe at this conference. DNOC has a clear code of conduct that is published on the DNOC website. We do not tolerate any behavior against the code of conduct. If you haven't read the code of conduct yet, I highly recommend you do. There's sane and normal thinking things in there. The general idea is we want to have as little rules as possible. So in order to do that, we need all of you to be decent people, think again, and then behave friendly to each other. We highly encourage a professional exchange of ideas. That is completely possible and absolutely should be done on a topic basis. But we absolutely want to guarantee that we're excellent to each other and respect each other's position, and also the fact that people have to get paid and therefore sometimes have to have a company position as well. If you have any questions, please reach out. If you have any issues throughout the days here, whatever happens, whenever a situation is where you're uncomfortable, where you don't feel safe, where you think that something needs to be addressed, or you have a question, option number one, go to the info point downstairs. They're always there. They're happy to help. They can get you anyone. If you don't want to go to the info point, you can go to the crew room here on 609. People will help you there as well. If you don't want to do that, write an email to vorstand@dnoc.de, or if you want to address a specific person in the board, all of them are listed on the slides. Reach out directly to one of us. Everyone is briefed the same level. Everyone is happy to help you. With that, I think I'm nearly in time. Do we have questions? Yes, sorry. Harold. I'll do that myself, apparently.
All right, thanks. So who would I have to talk to for a lightning talk?
We have the PC. You can write an email to pc@dnoc.de, or you can talk to the PC who's going to give an introduction at the welcome session. If you want to reach out to them directly, come to the crew room afterwards. We'll make an introduction. Any other questions? Any heralds? No? All good. I'm fine. Good. Anyone else? Questions? Oh, sorry. That was I misunderstood.
To join the community, I can join as a person for sure, maybe attend to the conferences and being a member of the EV, but when I want to join as a company, and maybe I want to have some speakers here and I want to have some a little booth there, what's the best way to apply to that?
So we separate between two things. Everyone is welcome to be part of the community, even companies. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to be a member. Everything at DNOC is free and accessible for everyone. If you want to enter into a membership relationship with the association as a company, talk to me or anyone from the board afterwards. Find us on the website or at the booth. That's an easy one. If you want to do sponsoring, we're in the lucky position of selling out insanely quick. I'm sure Moritz is going to talk to that in the opening, so I'm not going to spoil that.
Right. 10 seconds.
But I highly recommend doing that, absolutely. Reach out to sponsoring@dnoc.de if you want to. You will be helped there, or talk to any one of us. Good. I think I'm due in the other stage, unless we have other questions. And we're not doing this again, that I do the stage talk here and in the other one as well. Questions? Awesome. For everyone who wants to go to Israel, we're going to line up in twos outside and then walk. Sorry, couldn't resist. See you in 10 minutes on the other side. You can stay here. It's going to be streamed here, as far as I understand. Otherwise, walk over and see you in the other floor. Have a good one. Thank you.